This is Athena Nightingale reporting for duty. Welcome back, all you owls, to another. Oh, sorry. Morning Twitter space. I hope all of you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful day. I'm having a great time right now on my vacation in Japan. And I honestly can't wait to come back home and show you guys all the really fun stuff that I got. And I'll tell you about all the fun stuff that I did. But for the meanwhile, I will update you guys a little bit on what's been going on since we last talked, which was about a little over 24 hours ago. I was in the bathtub and I was talking to you guys before I flew to the south of Japan. I just have to stay very, 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 very quiet because Fuyumi is still sleeping in the room next door and I can actually hear her snoring. So I don't want to be too loud and wake her up because I think the walls are pretty thin. But we got on our flight. It was so confusing. Holy crud. Domestic flights in Japan are so confuzzling. I think, especially since the airport doesn't open until like 5:30, 6 a.m., and our flight was like a little past 6. And we were so confused because none of the check-in counters were open. We're like, we arrived in the airport like at 4:30 in the morning. I was like, where is everybody? And we realized domestic flights are like Shinkansen and you don't have to show your passport. I was like, oh my goodness. So it's so fast. You literally just check in your luggage, get on a flight for 2 hours, and then you're done. Yeah. Well, yeah, she's sleeping. I think she went to bed later than I did. But I didn't sleep at all yesterday, and we were up all day because the flight arrived around like morning, like 9 or 10 in the morning, and we had a lot of time to spend because our Airbnb was not available for check-in until around 4, so we had nothing to do for like 6 hours. So all we did was we like left our luggage at the airport and we decided to go around and see what attractions were like nearby. Well, not too far, even though we were so tired. We also just wanted to get something to eat, so we decided to go visit. Oh, sorry. We decided to go visit an old castle that's nearby. And it was so pretty. There was like a little tea store that you can go to and you can get like their Japanese style cookies. And they give you tea as well and like a little tea set. And you can sit on the tatami and just like chill. So Fuyu and I just sat on the tatami eating our Japanese tea and sweets, and we were planning our entire trip here in the south. And then we went into the castle and did the whole tour. The castle compound is very, very like rocky and very hilly. There's a lot of climbing upstairs, so we were all super tired because we were already tired from the flight and the fact that we were outside climbing up this giant castle fort didn't help. But it was luckily at the very end of the castle, there was a visitor center and like an entrance center where like you can park and stuff. And it had a restaurant, it had gift stores, bathrooms, and just like nice places to sit. And the restaurant was actually really, really good. The prices were reasonable, and we got to try We got to try a special type of soba. And it was so good. I had this like one dish that I don't understand what it was, but it was something like really like sticky and mushy. It kind of like has the consistency of mochi, but it didn't taste like mochi. It tasted like tofu. So it was almost like I was eating grated tofu that was like slimy tofu. I felt like I just ate tofu slime, but it was really good. I really liked the tofu slime. What was special about the soba? So it's not like the regular colored soba. It's like it looks more like ramen. Yeah, but it was nice, and I had like the pork belly on top of it. I'm still sleepy. Yeah. I'm still sleepy. I might like go back to sleep after this. But today we have. Oh, and then wait, before that. Last night after we got to our Airbnb, we bought a bunch of snacks at the konbini. And then Fuyu and I ate dinner. Konbini dinner, right? We had corn dogs and I had soup. And we watched Murder Mystery 2, which was so funny. I actually liked Murder Mystery 2 more than Murder Mystery 1, in my honest opinion. It was a lot funnier. So we enjoyed that. And then I took a quick shower and I just passed out at around, I think I went to bed around like 8 or 9. So that's why I woke up super early. Just 'cause like I went to bed very early. Yeah. So I brought Rowlet with me. I have Rowlet in the bed with me right now. He's just saying hi, Mr. Rowlet. And Fuyu has Balkun with her. So we each have our little companions. Yeah. How is everyone's day going? I forgot to do everybody's shout out. Let's do it. Want to say hi. Good morning, Milky and Fez and Tia and Joho and Cross. Good morning, Empty Bart, Ignis, Matthias, Ezekiel, Net, Ninas, Mina, and then welcome. Good morning, Monkey Cuckoo. Good morning, Pugsley for the win. And good morning, Star. Yeah. Good morning. I hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you are. And please stay safe. And yeah, I hope you had some good food today. Chilling and relaxing. Yeah, I ate so much food yesterday because I was really hungry from staying up all night packing. So I ate some like meron pan and the soba, and I had some rice, and then I had corn dogs and soup, and then we had some snacks, and then I became full. So I'm excited to try the rest of the food here. There's some nice restaurants in the area. We're in like the very touristy, kind of main hotel area, and there's a lot of stuff going on, a big shopping street, a big port. We're by the water. So, Fuyu and I are about to do a bunch of water related activities. We have planned today. Later in the afternoon, we're gonna go kayaking through a river. And then tomorrow is a really busy day. We're spending the whole day tomorrow going paragliding and snorkeling. So I'm really excited for that. Paragliding and snorkeling. So nice. Even though the weather's not that great, but at least it's not raining. Because it's actually going to be raining on the weekend. So Fuyu and I plan to do all the indoor activities on the weekend, like visit the big aquarium, or go to the zoo, or go to like theme park, indoor theme parks and stuff. Yeah, lots of flying and lots of swimming today. I mean, tomorrow. So we're spending about 5 days here. Oh, if you guys are wondering where we are, we're in Okinawa. We're about 5 days here, and then we're going to Fukuoka next, I think. Fukuoka, Kagoshima, Yakushima. Those are the four places that we're going to in the next 2 weeks. So very excited. We've kind of just been taking it like low and slow. Both Fuyu and I really want to enjoy just and relax this whole vacation time, just because there is a lot that we could do if we maximize our time, but we just want to do what we want to do as the time comes, let the wind take us wherever it goes, take just follow the flow. No planned things. Actually, we planned all of these activities literally yesterday when we arrived. So I think we're going to do the same thing when we get to Fukuoka. We'll be like, okay, now that we're here in Fukuoka, what are we going to do? And book all the last minute stuff. So we never really know what we're going to do until we find out. So just going wherever the wind takes us, kind of. Yeah, do you have any like reservations for those locations just to get there and just do things as it happens? We have reservations. They're all very last minute though, so some of them we weren't able to get. Yeah. And I think today we're just sleeping in and then maybe going shopping and then heading to our kayaking adventure. But so far, I've been pretty relaxed. I've been sleeping well, surprisingly. I've been getting good sleep. I don't feel any pain in my back or my neck anymore, which is so nice. I think definitely being on vacation has helped a lot with my soreness. I mean, I still am sore in general. Like, I'm still sore in general because it's not going to go away that quickly, of course. But I did bring some ointment to put on my shoulders and on my back so that I don't feel pain. Yeah, so I'm planning to eat some breakfast. I bought a ton of soy milk and almond milk to get some coffee going. And yeah, I think we're just gonna go for a nice walk today. The temperature is 20 degrees. That's pretty hot. But the weather's not so bad actually. So tomorrow is actually gonna be a lot hotter. It's gonna be low in the 20s, high is 26, but today low is 19 degrees Celsius and high is 23 degrees Celsius. So it's not super cold, but it's not super hot either. Unlike in Tokyo, where the weather was like, I don't know, 15 degrees right now. Yeah, and like most parts of Japan are still like 10 to 15 degrees Celsius, because it's strange. It's still that cold part of spring. But we're in the very south of Japan, so we got a little bit of that tropical weather, and it's super humid, obviously, but there's a lot of foliage everywhere. There's Okinawa compared to Japan is a lot more naturesque, obviously. Not Japan. What did I just compare Okinawa to Japan? And then, sorry, sleepy bird brain can't think right now. Okinawa is very different from Tokyo in that there's a lot of shrubbery. I guess in like the outskirts of Tokyo, perhaps it's more similar to, per se, Nikko, where there's more mountains and more trees. But the city center here in Okinawa still has a lot of nature surrounding it. And then even if you just travel 10, 15 minutes away, it's already kind of, you feel like you're in this very suburban, almost outskirt rural village. There's so many stray cats. Holy moly. We found like five stray cats yesterday, and they were scary. They were aggressive. Usually, when you see stray cats in another country or town or whatever, they usually just run away when they see you. These cats, oh my God, there was one cat that was standing at the top of the stair of the stairs that we were climbing on, and it was just sitting there and staring at us. And I was like, oh, cute kitty, 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 kitty. So I started to approach it. It did not budge. It was just staring at me, and it started to take a defensive position. It was like about to pounce on me. And then Fuyu was like, Athi, no. And she pulled me back. And then the cat ran away. We definitely felt very threatened by the cat earlier, but the cats here really do not give a damn. They're extremely aggressive and not scared of humans at all or birds at all. It's just, ooh. I don't know if it's territorial. We were on the castle grounds. Yeah, we found a lot of stray cats on the castle grounds, so it's really that rural, I'm telling you. Some of the buildings here look really run down. It's like they haven't been touched since like the 1900s or even the 1800s, or just restored. So I feel like we have traveled to a very rural part of Japan. It's got a lot of nature, and obviously it's got the ocean. We're facing the South China Sea. There's a lot of Chinese influences here in Okinawa as well. We learn a lot about the history of Okinawa. We're going to learn a lot later. But there are a lot of influences in the Chinese culture here as well. But here in Okinawa, they have this, I don't know what it's called. It looks like a weird lion dragon beast, and it's all over, and it's always just placed on top of houses, in the window, on the street, carved into like the wall. I think it's the symbol for Okinawa, or it's just a good luck kind of charm for them. It's almost kind of like the Maneki-neko, the fortune cat that a lot of East Asian countries think is lucky, brings in wealth and luck. I don't know about this weird dragon, lion, beast thingy. It looks like a cloud dragon, cloud lion dragon. So, I think if we got souvenirs here, it would definitely be of that weird lion, dragon, cat thingy with sharp teeth. It looks like a oni, but it has the body of a lion. I don't know what it's called. I'm going to find out. And And then that's pretty much it. There's a lot of Pacific Islander culture that's been brought over here as well. The number of, I feel like the number of, I want to say like Hawaiian style, but you know those t-shirts that are very floral and have like very bright prints that usually people wear when they go on vacation or what is very stereotyped is like a Hawaiian t-shirt. They have something very similar here in Okinawa because I guess they have a little bit of that Pacific Islander culture where they have very bright prints and they wear a lot of colorful floral patterns or striped patterns or nature patterns on their clothing. And Okinawa is actually known for their prints as well. It's a very, it looks like almost very indigenous or tribal kind of prints. And you can buy them in the forms of like hair clips, you can buy them, you can buy posters of them, you can buy fabrics, and they have cloths, they have t-shirts, they have anything that you can find in those prints. Because I guess they're iconic in a way. Ugh. So I can't wait to see what else Okinawa has to offer. And I guess today's Twitter space is going to be quite short because I want to go back to snoozing. But I will say this, that Fuyu and I are planning to do a couple of off collab streams. I think what we plan to do is stream at the very end of each town that we visit, so that we can tell you guys exactly what we did and all of the silly and funny things that we did while we were here. One really goofy thing that I did when I arrived, when we arrived at the Airbnb, was I found out that when I found out that Fuyu had a rowlet cap, she has like a baseball cap with a little rowlet embroidered on it. And it just so happened that I was wearing a very rowlet inspired outfit. I was wearing like a green sweater and some beige colored skirt, a beige colored skirt. And as you know, rowlets, and then my sneakers were white. So like rowlet's color scheme is also beige, white, and green. So then I realized I'm literally the same color as Rowlett right now. And I saw the hat and I was like, oh, that hat color, which was like dark green, kind of matches my sweater. She realizes, oh my goodness, you're literally cosplaying as a Rowlett right now in casual clothing. And then I grabbed my Rowlett plushie and she was like, you look like a Pokemon trainer right now. With the Rowlett on your cap. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I could be a Pokemon trainer. So then I asked for you to record me because I was doing something really stupid. I was like, okay, so record me come jumping out of my room and me screaming this. So I jumped out of the room and I was like, Rowlett, I choose you. And I threw my Rowlett across the room. And then it rolled. it just stood there. Rowlett, I choose you. Wah! It's so funny. We're having a lot of fun. I'm glad Fuyu and I are together. Just doing our re regular shenanigans. Yeah. But anyways, I will talk to you guys really soon. This was a very short Twitter space just because it's the morning and I don't want to wake you up. I don't know if she's awake or not. But I will see you guys very soon. And hopefully I'll be able to stream for you guys properly in a little with Fuyu here as well. So I'll see you guys in the next Twitter space. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in this lovely world, my wonderful night owlets. see you again soon. This is Athena Nightingale signing off. Over and out. I will see me.